It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this.
Hello, welcome back to our weekly episode. This one is going to be interesting. Seven signs you need boundaries with your relationship. And relationship can be a loving relationship with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or even friendships. So let's dive into it. Number one. You always give more than you receive. So you're in this relationship with a friend or a partner and you feel like you're constantly giving your time, resources. You might be giving them like gifts, attention, kindness. You're cheering them on. But you realize that you're never really on the receiving end of it. So it's constantly on your side and very rare that you're going to receive something from them. So this is something that it's so easy to forget about it, especially when you're a very giving person and kind person. We often don't realize this, but you need to take a moment and really think about it. Am I receiving as much as I'm giving? And to a certain extent, yes, you need to give without expecting anything in return, but it needs to be in a healthy way. So ask yourself if it's actually healthy or if it's kind of toxic and you need to maybe reevaluate that friendship or relationship. Number two, there is jealousy, guilt, shaming towards you when you prioritize yourself over them. So whenever you take some time for yourself, whenever you say no because you have something to do, whenever you do something for yourself, they're not really happy. They might not say it verbally, but you feel a sense of jealousy, or they make you feel guilty for not showing up for them. They might, you know, make you feel embarrassed about, oh, why are you taking that time for yourself? Self-love, blah, blah, blah. Like they kind of make fun of you. This is not healthy and it should not be tolerated. Number three, they don't like when you work on yourself because you're changing and they often make fun of your goals and your dreams. So again, like let's say you have a big goal, you start in the personal development world, you realize that, you know, your potential is endless. You have so much things that you want to accomplish. And so you start working out, you start losing weight, you start, you hire a coach, you really get into mindset and personal development and you start growing and changing and evolving. And then they're like, oh, you changed so much. Like, I loved how you used to be. Like, you used to party and have fun and drink, and now you're boring. All you want to do is eat well and work out. This is toxic, my friends. Anyone in your life that is meant to be in your life and anyone that's really deserving of your presence would be thrilled to watch you crush your goals, to watch you get to the next level, and they're going to love you in any stages that you're in and every stages that you're in. They're never going to make you feel bad for changing and evolving. Number four, they're not there when you need them, but you're always there when they need you. A little bit like number one, but more so when, let's say they're going through a very tough period right now. They're going through a breakup and you're constantly there to support them. You bring them flowers. You bring them, ice cream and you call them, you text them, you always check out on them. You're picking up the phone every time that they call you. You text them almost immediately at any hours of the day and you're constantly there cheering, supporting, helping, guiding them, just giving them your time and attention so they can feel better and they can heal. But when you're going through something similar, they don't have time for you. Or they're very cold about their answers. They kind of brush you off, telling you that they're busy, and you realize that you're kind of alone in your healing journey. This is not how it should be. Number five, they have a hard time celebrating your wins. So they're very, it's easy for them to kind of be present when you're going through something hard. So number four and number five are kind of like going hand in hand. It's weird because it's kind of different, but it's not. So anyways, if you're going through something hard, let's say you don't get a job that you've applied for, they're going to be like, oh, like it's okay, like blah, blah, blah. And they're going to kind of like try and make you feel better about yourself. But if you achieve something that they want for themselves, chances are they won't even mention anything, or they'll make fun of it, or they will diminish what you achieved. So really be careful about that. A person who's really there for the right reasons will be involved in the bad times just as much as they are in the good times, and they will cheer you on even when you're not in the room. They will brag about you and they'll be so proud to have you in their lives. So very be careful about that. Number six, you are scared to speak your mind freely with them, or you feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells. In a healthy relationship, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with your lover, you shouldn't have to be walking on eggshells. You should feel comfortable in sharing exactly how you feel at any given point in time. There should be, you know, a safe environment. It should be a safe space for you to express your feelings and emotions. And it should be a respectful, a mature conversation. If you're scared to say that something is bothering you, it's a red flag. Like, you should not be scared of saying anything that is like weighing on your heart, or that's been bothering you for some time. Like, you should be able to bring it up, and a healthy relationship will allow that space and you'll feel comfortable doing so. And last but not least, and honestly, I could go on for more than seven. There is a multitude of other signs, but number seven is you're always questioning where you stand. So you never really know on what foot to dance. You never really know kind of where the relationship is or where it's going. You're always kind of left in the dark. Like, you're questioning your worth, you're questioning the relationship, you're questioning the fidelity and the honesty of your partner. You're just always questioning. It's really not fun nor healthy to be sitting there questioning the relationship. Like, you should not have to even think about that. You should be able to go on with your day knowing that when you go back home at the end of it, you're going to meet your person and everything's going to be normal. Like, you shouldn't be kind of left in the dark questioning whether it's going to last or not. If you are, maybe it's time for you to kind of sit down and really think about what you want for your life. I hate when people say relationships are hard and they require so much work. I do agree to a certain extent, especially if you don't have the same love language. And by the way, love languages can also apply in friendships, not just loving relationships. So yeah, it can be hard sometimes, because if, let's say, your love language is physical touch and your partner is receiving gifts, well, you're going to have to kind of do something that doesn't feel maybe, it doesn't feel easy for you to do. Like you're going to have to navigate a different path a little bit to kind of meet them where they want to receive the love. But you shouldn't, like, it shouldn't have to be complicated. Like your relationship should be fairly easy. Life is already hard enough as it is. Like you don't need to add, you know, a toughness of a relationship into it. My relationship right now with my partner is super easy. There's no, you know, questioning or back and forth, or it's just, we are both going through lives, working on ourselves separately, but also together. And it's just a beautiful place to be. Of course, we have challenges. Of course, we have arguments or conversations, you know, that are not fun to have sometimes. But overall, like, it's really easy, simple, and it's just, it makes you feel good. Like, you don't deserve to question everything and to question yourself. Like, you should be in something that makes you feel happy and at ease. So these were the 7 signs that I find are the most maybe obvious, that you need boundaries with your relationship, love or friendship. And boundaries can be, you know, it can be taking a distance from someone for a certain period of time. It can be having hard conversations, but it can also be like cutting someone off from your life completely. This is the hard one. This is the one that hurts the most. But it's the one that sometimes it's the only option. So you really need to ask yourself the question, like, am I happy in this relationship? Is it healthy? Is it worth my time and effort? Am I getting as much as I'm giving? And if you answer no to most of the questions, or if you resonate with most of the points here, maybe it's time for you to look into it and decide if it's maybe something that you should consider doing, just cutting off that person or taking a step back. So anyways, that was my 2 cents on all of this and the boundaries. And I'm going to talk about it more in details in future episodes, especially the boundaries part, like how to set them. But this is what we had for today. And yeah, can't wait to see you cut the ties from the toxic relationships. Yay!